I'll go.
Oh. Am I still on the air?
Now you are.
Hell yeah, intro us.
Okay, this is Deanna in Copley Square. Welcome to the LifeCast. There are some guests that I don't know are on the podcast right now.
It's just the three of us.
I know Adam is one of them, Greg is there, Pat's there, and I don't know who number four is.
We don't have one.
How's my audio quality?
You're number four.
I think you're fine.
I'm number four.
We don't have one.
This is the LifeCast. Hello.
Which episode is this, Deanna?
This is episode 50.
Oh, we all just tease.
It doesn't matter. Deanna's editing it anyway.
What?
He said we peaked.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a lot of
and
that.
And I made
today.
An editor joke.
We're ending it after this episode.
This is oh, wow.
This is it.
What a great place to end the
wow, what
website.
A great place to end it.
No, we're not doing that. You guys have a good episode 50. I'm out here enjoying my time with Dave.
Please do enjoy your time with Dave. I just wanted to let you know. I thought that was very hilarious.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tell him I said hi too.
Adam says hi. Dave says hi.
Tell okay. Dave I said fuck you.
No, I'm not gonna tell him that.
Deanna, tell Dave I said fuck you.
Wait.
No, I'm not telling him that.
Why not?
You sound like you had an epiphany.
No, I just realized I fucked up.
How'd you fuck up?
All right.
We'll get on episode 100.
We can still do a special one. It'll just be number 51. Bye. No, the epiphany I had was I realized Pat said, tell Dave. I said, fuck you. And I said, I'm not going to tell him that. And I'm like, wait, Dave isn't here. I can't tell him anything. That was my epiphany. I fucked up. Welcome everybody to the LifeCast special. We're bringing you today, I don't know what the fuck we're going to bring you, but you're going to find out. This is episode 50. This is Deanna decided to trust us very nicely. She totally didn't realize
unwillingly.
It or anything. Yeah, no, willingly.
Yeah.
Wink.
This is episode 50. This is the special. She talked about doing a special episode a while ago. And she isn't even here for it. What a fucking bad host.
Boo, boo, anarchy.
Shit,
what happened? Are we still recording?
We peaked again, but that's fine.
I mean, that's just
going to happen.
Yeah, that's just going to happen.
Now, you can't fucking...
You can't contain all this
excitement.
This is the 50th. You don't understand. This is 5-0.
Big 5-0.
Do you know what they say?
What?
If you make it to 50 episodes, you...
You what?
Am I supposed to? Oh, he was setting it. He was setting, and I missed the spike completely.
You what?
You have been told if you finish 50 episodes that
what do you do?
Give me some spike. Oh, I missed it again. Okay,
oh,
no,
shit.
No, hit it up for me one more time.
I've been told if you do 50 episodes of a podcast,
you die.
Oh no!
What?
Pat, stop telling us where we're spiking.
I'm not.
Welcome.
I gotta keep an eye. That's all.
Oh, I am joined. Wait, did I just take over?
Welcome to the LifeCast.
Thank you.
This is your host Gregory Fernandez. I've always been the host the whole time. You just didn't know it. I'm here with my guest Adam Osmani.
Hey, it's great to be here. If you look around the table, you'll see that I'm here with some guests. I'm the host, Adam Osmani. If you look to my left, you'll see a Gregory Fernandez.
Hey, it's Gregory Fernandez here. If you look, welcome to the LifeCast. If you look to my left, you'll see Pat Bowden.
Hey.
That's it? You're not going to finish the bit?
Yes.
No, you motherfucker.
All right, well, I mean, you know, he had to get us out the loop somehow.
Yeah.
Anyways, so this is the podcast where we usually talk about video games, and I guess we could try it.
We can try.
Are we going to?
If you notice, we're down a person this week. So if you hear more awkward pauses, that's for a good fucking reason. Because there's 25% less people.
That's 25. All right, let's video games. So the other day.
Yes.
Not the other day. So there's this game that came out recently. It's known as Neo or Nio. I'm not entirely sure what the pronunciation is because they do not say it in the game as far as I know.
There's no cool title card where they just say
it.
Yeah,
it's like Resident Evil 7.
They don't do that. They don't fucking do that.
That's why I didn't buy the game.
It's a garbage game.
That's why I didn't buy RE7, because they didn't do that.
Yeah, that's a weird deal breaker.
Yeah, but like literally every Resident Evil game ever is, well, I don't know, like the I first few so. Do them too?
Yeah, I think they've all done it.
Okay, so all of them.
Even like Code Veronica. Yeah. I remember that one because it's like Veronica.
Yeah, they all do, like when you press start, they do Resident Evil in them in every game. Even fucking Revelations did it, I think.
Yeah.
Resident Evil, Revelations 2. Like they all do it. Except I bet that fucking garbage ass fucking shooter didn't do it though.
Oh, the Umbrella Chronicles?
Yeah.
Yes, that game is so bad.
Yeah.
Anyways, so speaking of games that are not bad, we've got Nioh. Nioh is... It's a Souls-inspired... I'm starting to think that perhaps Souls has sort of created a new genre. With this game and Lords of the Fallen, we're starting to see a couple... And Salt and Sanctuary. We're starting to see games that seem to model themselves off of what we now know as the Souls formula. So whenever we... come up with a sort of genre title, it is that game. Although it is not particularly too similar with Souls games, the only real thing that it has in common is that it's got a lot of fucked up monsters, and when you die, you lose your experience. And you use this sort of currency to pay for levels and items and stuff. Wait, and this actually has a gold system as well, so you...
Okay.
I guess it's really only just for experience, now that I think about it. But...
So what do you use the gold for?
The gold, you can get use it to like buy equipment and materials and stuff like that. Seems kind of weird in retrospect. Anyways, because I'm actually sitting on like 100,000 gold and I haven't spent it like once. So I've just been stockpiling gold. I don't know if I'm ever going to need to spend it on something. It could be just an oversight. Yeah, but
who knows, maybe the weapons will be substantially more expensive than you anticipate.
Yeah, I'll just get late game and suddenly the store has all the good shit, which I doubt.
It'll be like the Fire Emblem feathers. They're way too fucking expensive.
But yeah, so... The sort of crux of this game, it's pretty much all about the gameplay. It has an extremely in-depth sort of melee combat system that involves lots of strategy and planning. So it's similar to a character action game, but there's the whole stamina management aspect is sort of what elevates it beyond your standard character action game. And the fact that there are sort of like six weapon styles and you can like learn different moves. So sort of like you can like change your combos and like change certain, like change what happens when you're blocking and you press triangle while blocking. You can like learn a couple moves that could go into that slot. So you got to customize your moveset. And that's the crux of it. That's what this game is pretty much all about. The story is garbage. It's very stupid. It's only mildly amusing sometimes. Like, you're going to see at some point someone is just chilling, and then they pull a cat out of their, like, their coat, and they just look at it.
Okay.
And apparently that's a reference to ninjas apparently using cats to tell time. But they make something about, like, so, like, the cat's pupils would, like, dilate to a point depending where the sun is.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
So... supposedly ninjas used cats to tell time back in the day.
Cool.
You would just pull them out and look at that. But the thing is, if you don't know that, and you're talking to Hattori Hanzo, the most famous ninja in history, and then he just reaches it. Okay, so here's what happened. So he's sitting there, and then you're talking to him. He's like, maybe I can help you if you use your power to defeat the Yomi. And I'm just like, yokai, sorry. And then he goes... He pulls up his like ninja coat, reaches in. There's a cat. It's like a magic trick. It's like there was no cat in that coat before. Now he has this like full like adult cat. He looks into its eyes, puts it back in like there's not a fucking cat in there. I'm like, you can't just store a cat like inside you like that. Shouldn't he be running around with you or something? I don't know. But
I hope that cat had armor. No. It didn't deserve to get hit. Or maybe because he's so good.
Yeah, he just doesn't take confident. Damage.
Yeah.
No, he just uses his cat as body armor.
Every
time you hit it. That's how he doesn't get hit. Because no one wants to actually hit the cats. He's like, if you hit me, you risk hurting some of these cats.
Yeah. And then he pulls it out and looks into its eyes in front of them. Tell me what time it is.
He's like, I don't know. I'm sorry, Hansa. I don't know. Damn straight. Anyways, it's so far we got a pretty good impression of it. It's currently in the running for my game of the year, as it is the only game I've played this year.
Whoa.
Besides Rise and Shine. That was like an hour long.
Hey, but what about Fire Emblem? You played that.
Fire Emblem Heroes will not be going anywhere near my top five games.
What about 30?
Maybe, considering I will play probably seven games this year. I feel all like
right, we got top 30. We got it, boys.
Ooh, For Honor. I could talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
So the For Honor beta happened this past week or whatever. I don't know, actually know how long it ran. But
it seemed like a long time because I don't know if it was closed and then open, but I've been watching streams for like well over a week ago. So I don't know if it was always open or they opened it up this week to everyone, but it seems like it's been active for a while.
Closed for streamers type of deal.
So For Honor is another... lots of people say it's Souls inspired too, because of the I haven't specifically seen the interview, but this is what I was told, to take it with a grain of salt from an unreliable source. I'm not a real journalist. But they said the idea was sort of born from Dark Souls PvP, how much people enjoyed it and how bad really kind of is.
Yeah.
It's like I love Dark Souls, and I love that it has PvP, and it's definitely fun, but like if you were to like compare it to a game that is designed around PvP, it is not that great. So here comes the medieval time third person extremely endoped 1v1 action game that is For Honor. And I did not, when I went into this game, I thought it was gonna suck, because similar to Dark Souls, like just watching a Souls game, you're like, this looks really slow and uninteresting. Mm-hmm. And you'd be right.
Yeah.
And same thing I thought with For Honor. I was looking at this. I'm like, we got slow and interesting gameplay. We got, like, ham-fisted theming. Like, oh, man, it would be cool if a Viking fought a samurai, fought a knight. It's like, wow, that's fucking gnarly, bro. And I'm sitting here like, yeah, fucking gnarly.
That's what it'll be.
And then I played it. I've never had my opinion of a game turned so quickly in such a short amount of time. And the amazing thing about this game is that literally every time I play it, I discover a new mechanic, and it gets even, it's like, well, you could say that's bad tutorial, like that's a bad tutorial, but for me it was like, I don't know, it was amazing to just like keep playing the game and like finding new mechanics. Mm-hmm. It's such a nice feeling. It's like imagine playing Smash Brothers early on, like before anyone knew what tech was, and you wave dash, like what the fuck was that? Like imagine that feeling.
I haven't played Smash Brothers my entire life. Melee my entire life. I wonder if I've ever accidentally done something really fucking cool.
Yeah.
that'd be really interesting to know.
Like just imagine being that pioneer. Like I know that like they all obviously design these systems, but that's what it felt like. Not doing the tutorial and just like discovering the tech by myself.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like.
And it's not even like tech, it was like parrying. It's like the mechanics.
They're just like in-game mechanics, but like the tutorial doesn't, or rather, I didn't know there was an advanced tutorial. Yeah, and
I didn't either.
And like even the advanced tutorial doesn't cover everything.
It's an advanced tutorial?
Yeah. It teaches you about parrying, but it doesn't tell you that you can parry unblockables. It also doesn't tell you about I don't actually know what the name for it is. It's when you hit heavy and light at the same time, you have like another special attack.
You're like swing attack?
It varies for every character.
Oh, okay.
I think it's called...
Yeah, that makes sense, because I only played like one fucking character.
God, I can't remember what it's called. But, yeah, there's just a whole bunch of just, like, small stuff that you don't really realize. Yeah. And then you start layering everything on top of itself, where it's, like, certain characters can have guaranteed follow-ups off certain things, so you have to play around that. But they know you know that, so now... It's like the ultimate game of footsies, almost, but you footsies by attacking. It's this weird thing of like, it's like you're both playing Simon Says. You both are Simon.
Yeah.
And you're trying to repeat what Simon's saying while simultaneously saying things for, what's the other person in Simon Says called? You got Simon, the guy who's saying.
Says.
You got the Cesar.
The Cesar.
The one who says. But so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's like. It was real good.
Right, I agree. I like you need hands-on to actually know what the fuck this game is about. Because if you're looking at this, you're like, man, this game looks fucking lame. Try it. You had your chance. Maybe you won't have another without spending $60. But honestly, just give it a fucking shot because it's real cool.
Yeah, find a friend who got it. Just be like, yo, can I play a match or two?
Yeah.
And then boom.
We were talking about this earlier. The only thing I don't like is that cinematic mode.
It definitely fucked me over a lot.
Yeah. Like,
there were a lot of times where I was doing execution, and it was you, because you seemed to be the only person taking advantage of it. We were playing against you. You would always hit me before I ended. I'm like, well, fuck, now I'm in a severe disadvantage. Yeah. Nugget wouldn't, because he's all about the for honor in that game.
Fuck him. He's such a poser, because half the time he's the one who shows up and kills me while I'm dueling somebody else, and then if I begin to try it, he's like, no, honorable duel. Fuck you, man.
And then I'll just kill him anyway, because fuck that.
Piece of shit. He only likes honor when it's convenient for him.
Speaking of, fuck you, Nugget, for two reasons. Fuck you for the second reason.
He doesn't listen to this. Go ahead.
The fucking Discord over the weekend. We were doing our fucking cool ass prank on you, Pat. The Discord shuffle. So every time
that was Pat would, so like, annoying.
Mention, because I found out you can drag people into different chat channels, the voice channels. So every time Pat's saying, man, my internet's fucked or something like that, I would drag him into a different channel, and he didn't know that.
That's amazing. I knew since the beginning. I was just playing dumb.
That's what he's saying now. He didn't fucking know. And then Nugget came in. Pat's like, I don't know what happened. And he's like, yeah, you can just drag people into different chats. And I'm like, you motherfucker. You motherfucker. I know when you knew. I know the time. But it was not the whole time. I got you.
I kind of figured
he needs this.
I got
you. Let him have it.
He needs it.
Let him have it. yeah, that's definitely I like the sort of camera zoom and the fact that it does the black bar to the top when you lock onto someone.
Yeah,
because it really does sort of enhance that, like, oh, 1v1 me and you, fucker.
Yeah, definitely makes it more dramatic.
Yeah,
my problem is the executions, because, like, specifically when you're playing Dominion, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
there's times where I want to execute someone.
Yeah.
And then I do it, and then either the person will blindside me, or for some reason, like, I don't really get how it works. Sometimes people hit me, I am, like, immediately taken out of the execute, and then sometimes they'll just get free hits on me. And so I've had times where people run up, they'll hit me, the execution will end, and I'm not sure where they are. So I'm like, I have to find them. And so I try to spam. I try spamming lock on, hoping that it'll find them for me, and then it doesn't, and I just get killed. And I'm just like...
Yeah.
And the other thing is, they really need a better fucking Switch lock-on system, because it's garbage. Yeah. It's honestly the worst part of the game.
Control was a bad button for it, first off.
Maybe it sounds like a bad button. But the problem with it is, it's like, it's this weird, like, you have to release it real quick and then do it again and, like, hope that it picks another person. But, like, that kind of works when it's...
Yeah.
So you're fighting two people. God forbid it's three. So what's going to happen is you start getting an advantage. You're winning. Because I've been close to winning 1v3s. I haven't done a 1v4 yet. But I'll weaken someone. They start to run or something. Mm-hmm. And then I try to lock onto them or something. And then I get the wrong person. I'm like, wait, I don't want you.
Yeah.
And then
they need a way to, like, switch targets. Yeah.
Maybe, like, some kind of sensitivity thing or something like that. Like, however,
or just a button. Adding.
Just fucking, I'm playing with use the thumbpad on a PlayStation 4 controller or something.
Yeah.
Just like,
you mean like switching while you're,
yeah. Like lock on and then just like, because like in a Souls game or Neo, mm-hmm. the problem is they're using the right stick to attack.
Yeah.
Or like to block, rather.
Yeah.
So that's the reason they can't use it like a Souls game. It doesn't really, in a Souls game, you lock on.
You switch them. Yeah. Just
no problem. Yeah. Literally, you could do it. It's easy. But in this game, it's a problem.
It's the main mechanic is involved with that right stick.
And it's, I don't know, man. It's a real bummer. Because, like, everything about this game is so clean and, like perfectly designed. This game has, like, no fat. It is just fucking perfect, except this lock-on mechanic.
Yeah, like, it seems like it is what it is. And,
like, fuck you. You're going to have to, if you're going to play this game, that's the pill you have to swallow. But that's unfortunate. Other than that, like, if that wasn't there, I'd be perfectly fine saying this is a fucking masterpiece of a fucking multiplayer game.
Yeah, it seems really fun. And if we can get four people in a group, I'll buy it.
I might even just, like, because, like, I totally love just dueling people.
Yeah.
I might even just play by myself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'd play by myself occasionally if I bought it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I need the incentive to buy it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because it's, what, 60?
Yeah,
$60, which is
fair, because I'm
yeah.
Like, I think it also has a campaign, but like I'm totally cool with paying $60 for a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Provided your what's it called? Your like loot system is
not garbage.
Not a free to play loot system. Overwatch.
Hey man, I get so many free loot crates. I have so many cool player icons in them.
And you don't. You can't even buy player icons for some reason. No.
The one thing you can't buy.
They don't even matter.
You can't buy your soul back either.
No, it's just like the people's main problem, like, for example, the first Titanfall. Everybody's like, wow, Titanfall 2 is so good.
Yeah.
Wow, what an amazing game. It's like, no, it's literally the same thing as Titanfall 1, but it had a great campaign.
It's like, you know it now.
It's like, this is the same game. Yeah. If anything, I've heard some people say that the level design of the multiplayer maps in the first game was better than the second game. And then, so people are like, wow, they really figured it out this time. It's like, no, everyone was too hung up on the fact that you were paying $60 for a FPS campaign, which if before last year I would never have said was worth it, but last year I was proven wrong with Titanfall 2, Doom, I heard Call of Duty's is pretty good. I heard Battlefield's is good as well. So it's like, but before last year I would have said fuck all first person shooter solo player campaigns
because
they all suck.
Titanfall killed it. It's a shame I didn't get to talk about that in Game of the Year. Yeah. That you will never hear.
They'll hear
the last episode.
You'll hear it only if you do you mind hearing eight of us all at the same time through every microphone? Because if so, then hey, I got some great news for you. I'll send you the raw files. I still have them.
Oh man! Oh, what a great comment time that below. Was.
like, comment, subscribe if you want more content similar to our Game of the Year podcast. See ya. I played some Resident Evil. I actually played through the entirety of Resident Evil 7 because it wasn't very long, but it took me a while to play through it because I don't know why I would just stop at certain points. But yeah, Resident Evil 7 is the closest thing that Resident Evil has ever gotten to a proper reboot. Like they changed so much about this game without like while still keeping its proper core in it, and I think it's fucking dope. Like, let me view my notes really quick.
Well, the most interesting thing, like, I haven't played it because I'm a little bitch who's not really played horror games.
Yeah,
same.
I do kind of want to just try it because I haven't played a horror game since I was a little kid. Because I'm a little bitch. Yeah. So I kind of just want to see like how I handle it nowadays because I'm a completely different person than I was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And one of it's pretty much out there at this point, the whole bait and switch they pulled, because I was not looking forward to this game at all.
No, that was
because a ballsy marketing plan of make your game look unappealing.
And pretty much, like the shit they showed off was like note for note stealing another game.
Yeah. Like, it was like, hey, this is PT, and it was just like, do I want to? I know what Resident Evil is, and it's not PT.
Yeah.
And then they were just like, nah, we're just playing. It's a Resident Evil game the whole time.
they marked this game in a very weird fucking manner.
Yeah.
But
and it kind of worked out. Yeah. Everyone was surprised. Yeah. And that sort of surprise helped build the hype. Everyone was like, wait, this is actually a Resident Evil game. Yeah. It's just in first person.
Like, when I saw the inventory management thing, I'm like, wait, what?
this is a Resident shotgun? Evil? I'm fighting blobs?
Yeah.
That sounds like Resident Evil to me.
Yeah. So one of my favorite things about this game is I've played a fair amount of horror games, not a terrible amount, but what I really, really like about this game is how it like subverts your expectations of what it's going to be. Not like, I'm not talking like plot twists or something like that. I'm not talking story driven, so I'm not talking anything like that. I'm talking about just the moment to moment shit that happens. Like early on in the game, like it sets its tone very quickly and changes it very quickly. So you find out that your girlfriend has been kidnapped for a long ass time and you need to go find her. And it sets up like a very generic fucking horror thing. Like,
but she got kidnapped for a while. Would you just like show back up? You've been out for a couple months. Like, your girl's been gone for 2 months.
No,
like,
he got a video. She sent him a video somehow.
Oh,
he found a video of her saying like, "Hey, if you see this, don't come get me. It's bad here. I should go get her." So then you know the camera pans out, song about death and like long road
all around me.
Yeah, like I'm talking like generic ass horror shit. And then you get to the house and you're like, oh man, the front door is locked. Like, have you ever played the first few minutes of Outlast?
No.
Okay, I've seen it. It's exactly that, yeah. But in daytime. And then you walk in the house and you're like, ooh, jump scare. Ooh, I found a tape. Ooh, I opened the fridge and there's a spider in it. Ooh. Like, it sets up with all these like super generic fucking horror things. And then you play, you see the old man, you see the family, and you're like, wait, they're actually really fucking creepy. And then, minor spoilers again, this is the first hour of the game, and I have to spoil it to actually drive my point home. So you're sitting in this room, and this is when I knew the game was something special. It's like two things. First of all, you're like running around the father, he's chasing you, and then all of a sudden he just breaks the entire fucking wall down, and he's like, oh, I'm here now, and I'm like, wait, what? All right.
Well, so corners, yeah. Aren't.
So I was panicking. I'm like, all right, fuck. Clearly, they're doing something here. And then he corners me in a room, and then I'm in a corner. He like pushes me down, and then he just cuts my leg off. Like, and I don't get a game over screen. I don't get anything. He just cuts my leg off, and I just don't have a leg. And he's like, huh. He just takes your leg back. Like, you're going to need this to fix you up. And then you have to crawl towards him, get his fucking health potion, stick your leg back on, and pour it on there, and get up and run away. And I'm like, oh my god, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
So they set up this really fucking awesome thing, where it's like, well, now I don't know what the fuck happens.
It's like, from that point, yeah. It's like, anything, it's like, yeah, it's anything
like,
goes
up. Yeah, it's like, all rules are out the window. That's fucking cool. Oh, so yeah, like it sets up this thing where you don't know what the fuck to be scared about, because the rules don't matter. Like, regular rules don't fucking matter.
It's like, yeah, anything can happen. Like, fuck if I know. You might be able to get decapitated and just stick that shit back up. Like, who knows what happened? Also, walls aren't safe.
Yeah,
like, it could just come busting through walls at any time.
You know, maybe you can write that off as like, oh, maybe it's a weak wall or something. I don't know what's on the other side of that wall, but you can't write off cutting your fucking leg off and then putting it back on with a liquid.
Shit, that's Claymore up the ass. Holy shit.
It's fucking
for all my weebs out there, that's Claymore as fuck.
Yeah, it was like from that point on, I'm like, this is gonna be something special. And then they'd made it to the point where and then you fight him later, and they do that even more and more and more, to the point where he was actually my favorite thing about that game. Like, that the first dad. Few hours about the dad, like, no one else is even half as good as him. Like, that first few hours of that game is fantastic. And then the other characters are kind of lame in comparison, but man, for that part alone, that game is fucking worth it.
Yeah.
For that, and like the boss fight of him leading, it's so fucking good, in like some really Metal Gear esque ways, that I could just, you'll know if I play it, if you play it.
Okay.
So yeah, I super fucking dig that game. It still managed to feel like a good Resident Evil game, where inventory space is limited, all your resources are limited. You can't get a hell of a lot of things unless you're me and you just avoid all the enemies.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily like the blobs. They don't seem to have a place in this game.
Yeah.
Until towards like the very end, when they start thematically fitting. But like, when you're just traipsing through the house and stuff like that, you'll run into them, and they don't exactly fit in anywhere. And I found that to be a little annoying. So at a certain point, I just kind of ditched it. I said, I'm not having fun fighting these guys, so I'm just going to run past them.
They're also not that scary.
And they're not scary. Like, like, the father chasing you throughout the house is so much scarier. It's so much scarier than a blob falling from the ceiling, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. And they've already done the blobs better. The fucking regenerators from Resident Evil 4 are like the most horrifying blob creatures of all time. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are certain points in the game where blob creatures get pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah.
But I'm talking like your generic.
Yeah, like the one that look like people.
Yeah, the one that look like people. Even there are later ones that they're on all fours. Yeah. Like, I wasn't frightened by that. And not only that, you can duck under all their attacks. So it makes them even less. Like, you'll see them there swing. You're like, oh, all right. And I'll sprint away. Man, if I could just get rid of those enemies in that game and trade it for just the ambiance of, like, just that section without them, like, just that feeling of what might could be is a lot better than what those enemies actually end up doing. I think, like, the main focus points are, like, the family, and I think if they didn't have the fucking blobs, that game would be leagues better. Yeah. But they need a hook, you know? You can't just say, like, hey, run around these houses for hours. They need to, like, a Resident Evil fan hook, you know?
Yeah. It's just like, wouldn't be a Resident Evil game if you weren't shooting biohazards.
Yeah. And it's a first-person shooter now, which works very well in its favor.
I don't actually remember where I read it, but people are worried about this game specifically because it's selling all right, but it's selling less than Resident Evil 6.
That's unfortunate because this game's actually good.
Yeah, so people are worried that despite all the goodwill this game has and like all the critical acclaim that they're not gonna move forward with this type of thing, which is a problem. But I think it'll be short-sighted if they do that. Mm-hmm. I think the reason this game isn't selling well is actually because of Resident Evil 6.
Yeah,
because everyone got burnt from that game.
Yeah.
So it's like everyone was high off Resident Evil 5 because that's, while not what people expected a Resident Evil game, is a great co-op game.
Yeah. That game is so fun to play with a person.
So 6 happens, everyone's like, oh, this is going to be, like 5 was great, let's get this one. And then 6 happened, it was garbage. And so now I think that's the main thing that's hurting Resident Evil 7, despite the fact that it's actually a good game as compared to Resident Evil 6.
You know, it's like fantastic. Like it's not even like good.
Good isn't enough.
It's a really, really great game. They took some risks and it paid off very well. But
it paid off. It paid off critically.
Money.
It paid in love. Well, everybody plays it loves.
Yeah. And you know what? If they say fuck it, we're not gonna do this again, I'd be fine with that. Like, just have this one weird fucking Resident Evil game that's, like, substantially better than most of them. Fuck.
I guess. Yeah. And there's the risk of, like, I don't know, like, how would they do this again, almost?
Yeah, because it's very much a one-trick pony.
Yeah.
Where a lot of those first-person horror games are just one-trick ponies.
Yeah, the sequels, everyone's like, okay,
I'm done.
I don't care anymore. Like, no one gave a shit about Amnesia, War for Pigs. No one gave a shit about Outlast 2. No.
Is Outlast 2 even out? I don't even fucking know.
I hope it's not even out, and I just thought it was.
Yeah, like,
there was an Outlast 2?
Yeah, and I don't know if it's out. No, there definitely was an Outlast 2. I don't know if it's out yet. Outlast 2. Are you a pre-order, or are you out? Let's check. Coming soon. It's not out yet.
Oh.
This game isn't even out yet.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's how much people don't even care about it. I thought it was out.
You could have convinced me that it was out.
Oh, man.
But yeah. Yeah, if they do one of these games, I honestly think that'd be better. Maybe just keep trying new things until something sticks.
I don't know. I feel like that's what Sonic the Hedgehog has done.
Yeah. But they just haven't found the thing that sticks.
No, they did. Colors is actually pretty good, and Generations is a good game.
Yeah.
And then they were like, Sonic Lost World, Sonic Lost World. They didn't even got the good Sonic music, though. No. It was like tone-deaf Mario Galaxy music. and then fucking Sonic Boom was like tone-deaf fucking
Ratchet
Indiana
and Clank
Jones.
Music.
Yeah. Oh, man. Poor Sonic. Sonic. What? Living in Mario's shadow.
Yeah, forever.
Really, like, people make fun of Luigi, but, like, Luigi's thriving.
Yeah, Luigi's doing just fine. He's playing the joke right now. He's like, I'll be the idiot. Mark.
Yeah, Sonic's the one who's, like, currently in rehab.
Yeah.
It's just, like, he did hard drugs and he beat his kids, you know? Oh,
shit.
That he didn't have because he's a hedgehog and they do not fuck.
No. They do not reproduce.
That's it. They cannot fuck.
They reproduce through osmosis.
Yeah, they don't have reproductive organs. I promise.
Yeah, dude, he does wear pants. You can clearly see his not reproductive organs. Anywho.
That's all I got to say about Resident Evil. It's fucking great. I'll have a full review soonish if I buckle down to finish it. But I don't want to give away everything I say about it.
Ooh.
Hopefully that's enough to sell you on it. Should be. It's great.
All right. Well, Pat, have you been playing anything?
Besides For Honor and Overwatch with you guys, that's about it.
All right. I guess we can move on to actual topics.
Did Overwatch change anything? No, right? I mean,
I think they went like really in depth last week about.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
About the PTR stuff.
Perfect.
It was like 30 minutes.
Oh, well, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And it wasn't. You know, it wasn't bad, but it did run a bit long. You
guys got it covered. So, let's talk about some news. Not really much news. Because I don't want to fucking talk about delays. Like, that's, this that's game how we should start every podcast.
We should start every podcast like, not game announcements, just delays. Just
that's actually, send that to Deanna. That actually might be a funny thing to do. Just each week,
just start out with
see
the
if
game
any
delay.
Games have delayed, been delayed.
Yeah, every podcast. All right, that's our
I'm
job.
Gonna write that down.
Okay. Oh man,
could be like a obituary section, but. Less serious.
Oh yeah, we could write obituaries for all the games.
Yeah.
Shit. games delayed.
Cool. So yeah, I got a thing here. I'm sure none of you care about Hearthstone, but I'm gonna say it anyway.
I mean, a lot of people care about Hearthstone.
Just, yeah.
Just like in a very
hateful way.
Yeah, in a very hateful way. Yeah. They've been burned too many times.
Okay. I'll just read the post as is. Like direct quotes from the community manager. For some reason, this was not a post on like the Blizzard blog.
It was on Reddit.
It was on Reddit. It was
a blue post?
Yeah, it was a direct. No, not even on like the forums or anything, I think. It looks like it was just a direct post to Reddit, which I guess that's catering to your audience.
Yeah, I do know that that started happening a lot on the League forums, yeah. And then people on the League forums got really mad because that's all they know how to do. Like, they're on Reddit. How are we supposed to see it if it's on Reddit? And like, I don't know, maybe go to Reddit.
Maybe you go to Reddit after fucking, you know, where everyone
click
else
the
is.
Fucking link. Like, as soon as you hear the news, you just click the fucking link and then you read it.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so,
that's...
Yeah, so this is in 7.1. This is their new update. Yeah. So, directly from a community manager, they are. It's update 7.1. They're doing some changes to ranked play, and they're calling them floors. We're continuously looking for ways to refine the ranked experience. One thing we can do immediately to help is that bad?
I don't think so.
Cool. One thing we can do immediately to help the ranked player experience is to make the overall climb from rank to rank feel more of an accomplishment once you hit a certain milestone, in order to promote deck experimentation and reduce some of the feelings of ladder anxiety some players may face. We're introducing ranked play floors.
So it's like pretty much bronze, silver, gold.
Once a player hits rank 15, 10, or 5, they will not be able to derank past that rank within a season. Similar to like how it does it with rank 20 in Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they provide an example, but I think we get it.
Yeah.
And then they're doing some balance changes. They're changing two cards. They're changing a small time Buccaneer. Small-time Buccaneer.
Thank God.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, it's the 1-mana 1/2. If you have a weapon, gain +2 attack. They're changing its health down from 2 to 1, so it will now be a 1-mana 1/1. If you have a weapon, gain 1 attack. So it'll be a 3/1.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
okay.
So that card's probably not going to see play anymore, because one health is...
Garbage.
Yes. Yeah, that's just a mage ping.
Yeah.
Boop. That's a druid attack. That's... Mm.
Yeah,
that's a lot of things.
That's a Ravaging Ghoul, like, because now Ravaging Ghoul wipes out the 2/1 pirate patches and the thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, that card's dead.
Rip.
And then this one, I think this card will still see play because it's fucking insane. Spirit Claws now costs 2 mana instead of 1. So if you don't know, Spirit Claws is a 1 mana 1/3 weapon. If you have spell power, +2 attack. So it was a 1-mana deal 9 damage, however you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. These changes will occur in an upcoming update near the end of February.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Just those two cards.
Fuck. That's it?
Yeah, that's
it. So probably on Tuesday.
I should have known. Well, yes. I would say that's dust if I played that game.
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm finally free. I don't want to fucking play Hearthstone. Yeah, I haven't played it in months.
Oh, shit.
I haven't played it in like... 24 hours.
Yeah, but you made the,
made the
first
step.
Big step.
Give
man.
It a few.
I made
days.
A step. I uninstalled
it. I give it like a day.
You give it a day.
Yeah.
Nah, I give it till next expansion.
Yeah. I'll
when's that?
I don't know.
Probably March or April. April, I think. I think April's the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe if the stuff interests me, it is an adventure.
Ooh.
So I will be less inclined to play because I despise adventures. I would rather just spend $50 and fucking just get cards because I have a severe amount of dust that I need to spend.
I was going to say I like adventures because I hate Hearthstone. Anyways.
Yeah, I like adventures too. They're cool, but they don't do anything with them.
That's true.
They could be a lot cooler. But I prefer packs, even though bullshit can ensue.
Yeah.
No, and you get more
bang for your buck.
Yeah.
kind of. What generally winds up happening is, like, the same amount of cards that... Because, like, for some reason, the cards in the adventures tend to just be more busted than the, than the ones you get from an adventure.
There's less space.
Or, yeah. So, generally winds up happening is the same amount of cards become viable, but you get a... You have a nice little adventure with it.
Yeah.
And usually it's funny. It'd probably be funnier if I knew Warcraft lore. Because you can tell. Yeah, you can tell it's like super tongue in cheek. It's like, hey, guys, remember this, while winking super fucking hard. And I'm just like, no, no, I don't, sir. You might have to write some of these jokes for me.
Yeah. And then the other piece of news I had, because it's the only other one I deemed important. Now, as of this morning, Breath of the Wild is now getting DLC. But more importantly, it's getting a season pass, which Nintendo has never done. So when Breath of the Wild comes out, let me mute this real quick. There will be a $20 season pass.
Gross.
That will give you three things. On launch day, it will give you three new treasure chests. Three.
What the fuck does that even mean?
Yeah, what found in the Great Plateau, contains useful items. Includes exclusive in-game
clothing.
So it's
clothing. Just RNG.
No. It's just like you get a better bow, you get some arrows, you get some potions.
Are treasure chests like more rare in this game or
something? I guess we'll see.
Because it's like
some rupees.
It's like you're getting three treasure chests is nothing. There's like eight. So it's like,
it's like whoa.
There's like eight every dungeon.
Yeah. That's like there's eight in the entire game. It's like, whoa, man, I gotta get the season pass.
You
get
like one rupee.
Well, I said they were useful items.
Yeah. So we'll see. Maybe it'll be feathers for Fire Emblem.
Maybe we'll get the Tingle Tuner.
The Tingle
Tuner. Okay, that needs to be in every Zelda game from now on.
And then in DLC Pack 1, which is coming out in the summer, it adds new Cave of Trials. Cave of Trials Challenge? I don't know what that is.
It's probably similar to like the Onimusha Shadow Worlds or like... I even think Twilight Princess had like a really, really hard fucking dungeon that you would use to get the rupee armor.
Oh, okay.
So it's like you would fight waves of enemies just like over and over again with like a limited amount of, well, you don't really get much healing in Zelda games in general. But
no.
So yeah, and then that could actually be pretty fun depending on how clean the gameplay is. It's been a while since I played a Zelda game, so I don't really know how like they play, like how that's really stacked up after all this time.
Like I don't even remember the last time I played through a whole 3D Zelda game.
Yeah.
Like everyone that's come out, I've just played for a couple hours, said this is lame, and then have moved on.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't finished a 3D Zelda game since, like, Wind Waker. I think. It is adding a hard mode. This is still in DLC Pack 1. A new hard mode and an additional map feature, which maybe it's a waypoint.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's interesting. So we have a difficulty level and... A map? Like, what is like a location on the map?
A map feature. So this could be...
What the fuck is...
Like, this could be like...
So this DLC waypoint. Is useless.
This could be... Well, I mean, we'll see.
It's just weird. It's like... This isn't what's in DLC packs.
Yeah.
Like, it's still... Like, you're clearly still seeing what Nintendo does.
They don't quite know what they're doing.
Yeah, they're still new. It's like, oh... Everyone's like doing some season passes. Let's try our hand at it. And they just fucked it up. You don't do difficulties as a DLC. You also don't do that. There has been games that release hard difficulties as DLC, but what they don't do is they don't release it months later. Like, okay, if this difficulty mode is like a real difficulty thing, like since maybe they change the game around fundamentally. Yeah. Maybe they make the boss patterns more difficult and give you like less healing and like maybe they change if it's that in depth, fuck yeah. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
But if it's like actually like, oh, you take two hearts of damage instead of one, I'm going to find the closest Nintendo employee.
Yeah, for reference, well, on 2 points, another game that released hard mode as a DLC was Sonic 06. That's what I remember. they had a hard mode, I think, for each story, if I remember correctly. So it was 500 Microsoft points at the time. I don't know what that translates to anymore.
Why?
But like 1,600 points was $20, so do your math.
How the fuck did they...
I don't know why I remember that so clearly.
How the fuck do you have the stones to do that? So I know plenty about Sonic 06. I know that they knew their game was not done. How the fuck do they have the stones to fucking release a hard mode? As if playing the game wasn't hard enough already. As if the best thing to do wasn't just to just release the controller and let the game play itself. Because when you try to fucking play the game, you just die.
Yeah. Thanks to this nice game facts thread from 8 years ago. How do you unlock hard mode? you have to purchase them from the Xbox Live Marketplace. Each character set of levels costs 150 points for each set.
So you could buy, like...
Sonic's hard mode and not Shadow's hard mode. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And my other point of reference, when they did Twilight Princess Remastered,
yeah,
the Ganon amiibo unlocked a hard mode for that. Oh, so I don't know if it's going to be something similar to that.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like Resident Evil 2 Nemesis. You put Ganon down and he just starts fighting you wherever you are. you're just sitting here, you're just like in the city, the sky gets dark, and then Ganon just fucking flies down.
I just think he'll just run around a corner like nothing else will happen.
He's like the dad from Resident Evil. He just breaks down the wall. It's like, hey, Link, I'm going to take your leg. Oh, man.
And then they will release DLC pack number 2 in winter 2017, which will feature new original story.
Whatever that means.
That's a direct quote. Not a new original story or new original story mode. Just new original story. It could be a fucking cutscene. You notice how like little they're saying?
Yeah.
It's really weird. Yeah. New dungeon. Okay. Additional challenges.
Why don't they release that with the first DLC?
Well, apparently this is winter, so this is very far off. So this is something they'd have to delay the game if they wanted to put in, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see the weird thing about that is like they say new story, and so I'm thinking like, ooh, a story based DLC. Yeah. And they also say new dungeon. I'm like, that's probably related to the story DLC.
Yeah.
So it's like really they're making two points of one.
Yeah. So maybe they're making a new dungeon.
Yeah. Yeah. Or perhaps it's like, it's just like a little side story. It's like, hey, play as Zelda or play as
that'd be dope.
The tree.
So, like, I mean, considering how much...
Just fucking pollinate.
You're just sitting there. You have to touch the screen. The A button.
Yeah. Avoid getting cut down. Wait, I can't do anything. Fuck. That's the sad truth.
And then fucking Miyamoto walks on screen and is just like, save the rainforest.
Did you know about the gag order on the Environmental Protection Agency? Global warming is real.
Oh man, it's so beautiful. I picture just like a big widescreen CP, like the screen goes blurry, and then just in focus Miyamoto just walks on the screen and just says, save the rainforest. Oh my god, I need this.
Hey, we did something more interesting than they'll probably do. Fuck it.
I don't know, maybe. I'm not hopeful for Breath of the Wild, but I don't know. I've been surprised before. Resident Evil 7 happened.
Yeah, really.
If they can, For Honor happened. In fact, I've only been surprised this year.
Yeah, actually.
If I hadn't played the Neo beta, I'd have been surprised by that too.
Yeah.
This is a year of surprises so far.
Hey, big surprise. Persona 5 is fucking garbage.
Imagine it comes out. Everybody's like, this game sucks. It's like 2 hours long. they shortened the game. We knew how long it was because the Japanese version, but our American version, it just stops after the tutorial.
They're like, Sega would have let us go if we didn't release this.
Yeah, we ran out of money for localization, so we thought it'd be best to just end the game early.
You can watch our anime airing this winter if we get funding.
Oh man!
All right. Okay. That's it for news because I don't.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything else interesting in the 3 minutes before. Yeah, but yeah, it's because we're picky. We're
Yeah, no, we always get the best news stories.
Yeah.
We have the best news.
Ones that, you know, provide a conversation amongst
us.
And we'll make you think. Maybe at 3 a.m. you'll be like, wait, maybe this Zelda DLC does suck. And we'll cause that.
I just want people
That's
to wake up.
It's a weird thought to have at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I want you to wake up. I want you to wake up in a cold sweat and the last image.
I don't think I want.
The last image in your head is just Shigeru Miyamoto's face.
Yeah.
It's going, save the rainforest.
The weirdest video game cold sweat thing I've had where I've woken up, it was last year around this very specific
time. I love that this is a category.
Yeah.
The weirdest video game cold sweat.
I've had a few of them. But one of them, it was The Witness.
Oh, I can see that, actually.
Like,
what about it?
I was just solving puzzles.
So long.
Like, and I just woke up, anxious. And I'm like,
I have to solve more puzzles.
And I was like sweating. I'm like,
you start seeing line puzzles everywhere. I'm like, this is a fucking your mom problem. Comes in. You have to solve her face first with a line puzzle before you figure out.
I can't hear you.
Who are you? I don't know yet. Give me a second.
That shit was a problem. I've had a few things of video game waking up in the middle of the night. Cold sweats video games. Another one, like there's been plenty of Hearthstone ones. I don't know why. Where it's like me.
Give me a big.
Where it's like me missing lethal, and I just like can't attack, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? That's happening.
You're just
sitting
here dragging the character into the face, and it's not happening.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. I'll be dragging, and I'll be like, why aren't you fucking attacking? And then I'll wake up panicking.
Oh, man.
What?
First world.
4 a.m. is a weird fucking thing for me.
Oh, my face hurts. Oh. All right.
So we have some questions. Hold on. Let me pull up the last one. Because we got a. Don't forget questions. Oh, hey, I check Facebook because I got a question through Facebook Messenger. And Deanna said, don't forget questions, all right?
Why does she keep reminding us? When do we forget questions before? She's been the host.
Does she not trust us?
Got it. I spaced that incorrectly. I was going to do all spaces in between each other. So it was G space OT space it. I couldn't have fucked that up more. All right, so we'll start with this question because it seemed stupid.
All right.
Okay.
This is from Julia, minutes before the podcast started. It said, would you rather lose one leg or be born without knees?
I'd be born with one leg because you wouldn't be able to walk without your knees. You would just fucking hop everywhere.
You would, like, waddle everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sounds awful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have one leg. I'd get a fucking prosthetic and I'd kick people with it. That sounds dope.
Yeah.
And then we got
take it off, start like fucking.
Yeah, I start beating the dumbass who chose not to have knees instead. You can't even get away with your no fucking knees.
Fucking shuck it. And then we got three requests right in a row.
Okay.
A Minecraft v Roblox. Pick a side. And then immediately a message after a message saying RT. And then a message immediately after that saying talk about trash doves.
Okay. So I know Minecraft and Roblox. What is a trash dove?
It's the swinging flailing bird.
Oh, the purple
dove.
Bird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about trash dove.
Oh, God.
That's it. Nothing specific about it. She just said talk about trash doves.
Okay. Who is this?
It is still Julia.
Oh, it's still Julia?
Yes.
Okay, I guess we could talk about trash dove.
I don't get it.
There's nothing to get.
That's the joke. It's kind of similar to the whole Smash Mouth thing. It's like the joke is almost that there's no joke, and the joke is sort of how hard you commit to it. Like that's where the punchline is the fact that like you could be like, oh, this isn't funny at all. I'm going to pretend that it's funny, and that makes it funny somehow. Okay. because everyone commits to it, everyone posts it. It's the absurdity of it all that just kind of makes it.
Yeah.
And explaining memes is really stupid.
Yeah. It's something we don't need to do.
Yeah. The reason I tried to go more in depth is because I doubt she actually expected us to
talk
about really
it.
Discuss why trash bird was trash dove is a meme.
The thing that got me was I saw Mewtwo King's Facebook post.
Why is everyone posting this purple bird?
And then like 700 comments, all of the bird. That's what got me. I'm like, all right. This is
it's similar to the Darude Sandstorm thing.
Yeah.
You know? It was just like, what's the song, Darude Sandstorm? Why? Yeah. Like, I don't fucking know.
I don't know. You're laughing, though.
Everyone else is doing it. Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, what were the other questions? The other of the three?
That was it.
Roblox. Roblox versus Minecraft.
Oh, yeah.
Probably Minecraft.
Yeah. What the fuck is Roblox?
It's that fucking meme MMO thing where people just ruin kids on it now.
Yeah.
Oh. Post pictures of porn so people get banned on Twitch.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh.
But kids still play it.
I think my little nephew plays it, so it's good to know
that
it's a meme game.
Oh, there's so many, like, where, like, I'll watch Alfred did it a few times. He almost got banned on Twitch because of it. He just walked into this place and it was just all gay porn everywhere. The entire wall was covered. And he was like, I think I just got banned. So he hasn't played Roblox on stream.
I feel like they should ban that game, huh?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, but, you know, you still can't draw boobs in the creative section. That's real weird, huh?
Not even tasteful boob?
No.
No.
But you can watch gay porn through Roblox.
You can also play Conan Exiles.
Yeah, which is just penises and boobs everywhere.
Yeah, and it's funny because like the Twitch guidelines specifically say your game can have nudity if it isn't the focus of it.
Yeah.
But that Conan Exiles, while it probably is a survival game, mm-hmm. every single streamer on Twitch played it because you could be naked. Yeah. That was literally all they were talking about was like, oh, biggest dick slider, and you were just fucking, just no one had clothes. Okay. Like the whole point of the game was that you were naked, and here it is. I think it might still be on the top games.
Probably still in the top five. I'll
so check. It's like, I don't know. Twitch is very selective with their rules. Let's say.
Yeah, this is not a conversation we need to have. But I was just trying to call them out. It is actually not in the top.
And people probably like, anymore. Wait, I could just go on Pornhub. You got a free.
You get free premium because it's Valentine's today. Day. It currently has 6,000 viewers. I didn't think they were going to do that again. And then Jake told me, and I'm like, cool.
And what was the middle statement?
Retweet. RT.
Just in the middle of it. Roblox v Minecraft. RT. Talk about trash doves.
Okay, well, none of those were questions. Wait, no. I guess the first one was a question.
And the last one, sort of.
No, this is just, no that was a command. That's a command. That's the end of the period, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right,
what's next?
Now to our actual questions.
Okay.
The one from Diana Minasian. You might have heard of her. What's your favorite foreign food? I've got two. Takoyaki and manti. That's hers. It's her too.
Well, I guess I could list all my weird Cape Verdean stuff, but I guess I'll just pick one, and it is known as cachupa. It is. I don't even know.
That sounds interesting.
It looks disgusting.
Oh.
It is the most vile looking, delicious thing.
How do I spell this?
Probably C-A-T-C-H-U-P-A, maybe? I've never seen like Creole words written. I've just spoken and heard them.
Is this it?
Yeah, but that's a nice looking version. Mine is usually very brown.
All right, is that
enough? Yeah, it's a lot. It's just starting to get closer to that.
What about this?
Mine usually is a lot more liquid to it. It's like a thick soup.
Is that close? I think it's a bad quality photo that's making that one look bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think that actually looks bad. Man, people need to learn their fucking cameras. It looks just like a soup. What's in it?
You got me. There's some sort of meat.
Mystery meat.
I don't know what it is. I've never tasted anything like it. Maybe it's lamb or something. Okay. I don't know.
Is it good?
Yes. All right. It is delicious.
Have you all ever heard of Mexican food?
Yeah, I love cheeseburger.
I like a good cheeseburger with the guacamole on it, but not too spicy. If it's got the onions or the cayenne peppers, I ain't got no part of it.
So do you guys have any foreign foods you like?
I like Mexican food.
Depends. Maybe there probably is some foreign Mexican food, but we're not counting... We ain't counting chalupas. We ain't counting tacos.
Damn, I'm out.
We ain't counting burritos.
I'm out.
I like my Italian food.
Italians isn't foreign. This is a white country. Everyone knows pizza is not foreign. Neither is a baguette.
What about gravy?
Gravy is as American as it gets. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, his gravy.
Oh, yeah. What is it, ketchup?
Yeah.
No.
Is ketchup a gravy?
Yeah.
Marinara.
Man, I never really thought of that. Being Italian, you don't really get many fucking
foreign
dishes because they're all integrated into white culture.
Yeah. That's the downside of being white. Normal.
Yeah.
Nothing you do is interesting.
What about boiled dinner? That shit's good. It's like shit.
Did you just ask if boiled dinner is fucking foreign?
It's like fucking A.
Oh, that was beautiful. That was Yes.
There you go, Deanna.
Boiled
we got,
dinner.
We got an actual thing. We got a burrito and we got boiled chicken.
Ham.
Ham? You know, it fucking work with me, Pat.
Beautiful contribution. I do.
Okay. And then we got one question from, I still don't know, Peller? Is that how you say his name? Peller Browning. He's written in multiple times now. Thank you for your continued contributions. And he said, what's the most appropriate game to play today?
My mind really went to all the like the shitty weeb games.
Yeah.
And none of them are appropriate.
All right. How about, you know what? Your Valentine's Day, you know, it's nice. Maybe you're celebrating, you're happy. Why don't you play a game about, you know, maybe Catherine. A game about shitty fucking garbage relationships and there's no hope for anyone. So why don't you play that?
I think the best option here is Ninja Senki. So Ninja Senki is this like 2D side scroller, and I can tell you the entire story in a very short amount of time. Okay, so there's this beautiful girl sitting in the corner, a ninja in red. It's very 2D, cartoonish looking, probably 8-bit. A red ninja shows up, hits her with the sword, runs away. She's dead. And then the mission starts. It's the greatest intro to any game. It's like 5 seconds long. That's all the story you need. Some red ninja came up and killed your girlfriend. And now you're mad as hell.
Is it just outrage? There's
no emotion. It's just like he killed your girlfriend.
No, I mean after. Like, what is the mission? Is it just revenge?
I guess it's revenge. Yeah. The game just starts. And there's like no story after that. Cool. It's the greatest.
I'll stick by Catherine.
Wait,
I had another one, but I forgot now. Fuck.
I mean, people have already been doing it. You could play Fates and
just fuck everything.
And just blow on your wife or husband's face after they get out the shower, because apparently that's things people in Japan do. Wow, you're hot.
And then you pet them.
And then you pet them. The fuck
Japan. I like to think that somebody like was just like they were bathing their dog and they were just like a fucking hairdryer. They're like, oh, pet, wait, we can do this with people.
Oh man, what other? I can't.
Shenmue. You can play this nice game about the revenge of your father's death, but there's a girl somewhere in there, and I've played through most of the first one, and I still have not seen said girl. So I don't know what she's doing.
Those shitty dating sims like John Cena Simulator.
Yeah, but the Paula Deen one.
That one's Adam Sandler. Pretty horrifying.
Yeah. I know a boyfriend.
You should play Dark Souls 2 with your significant other, because it will strain your relationship as your shitty other, whoever that is, walks into a pitfall. And you have to start over.
You know what? And if you guys beat the game, you know what? You're fucking married.
Yeah, man. At that point, anything's possible.
Switch off deaths.
No, you gotta do.
That'd be too quick.
Wait, what do you mean switch off deaths? Like someone dies. Say you have like 30,000 souls. Someone dies, and then you play again, and then they just can't get to them, and then you fucking just lose it. You have no control over it.
Yeah. So you're the better player, and yeah. You have a lot of souls, and you make a mistake, you walk off, and then you gotta hand the control. You have to be able to give the controller to the other person who you know is gonna die.
Yeah.
And they're just like, you're not gonna get it, and being able to do that shows a lot of personal strength and. Yeah.
No, wait, let me just get them and then you can play. You can't fucking do that.
That's cheating. And they're going to look at you. They're going to be like, you're going to hurt them if you do that.
You don't trust me. And then they break up.
Yeah, then you break up. And then if you did, Greg. If you do break up, I did you a favor. It wasn't going to work. If your relationship ends over Dark Souls 2, you weren't going to make it.
Yeah, that's it. You weren't going to make it. Oh, it's over. I would recommend Catherine again.
You gonna play that with your significant other?
No, just by yourself.
Oh.
Showing you there's no hope.
Okay. Especially when there's fucking succubuses around. Yeah. Yeesh.
And there's sheep. And you're naked and you're holding a pillow and you don't know what to do.
Yeah. Every Valentine's Day.
I'm out of questions.
Oh.
Oh. Cool.
Do you want to do that thing? How long are we at?
We're at
105.
Wait, really? Oh, we don't even need to do this then.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll save this for when more people happen.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But or it could be the 50th episode special.
It could be. It could be. It could be.
50.5.1.
Jokes on you guys. This was the 50th episode special.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. You could have fooled me the whole time. It sounded like just a normal episode.
Yeah. Like a fucking nerd.
He just got pranked. Oh, you know? Shit.
Just as bad as Pat got pranked when I kept dragging him into other Discord calls. You fucking know you got pranked.
Oh, man. Wow, there's no way I could have seen that this was the extravaganza if it was a regular episode.
Yeah, check in your mailboxes. You should all have coupons
for our site.
For Lisa.com. What? Lisa.com is a website where if you need a mattress, you can buy one, and they'll ship it directly to your door. Use the code LIFECAST over at Lisa.com. That's and just please note that we are not affiliated with Lisa.
At all.
And the LIFECAST code will not work. And yeah, do not sue us.
This code is invalid. It will say that. It'll say that before you pay. So you probably, if you didn't notice that and you just bought a full price mattress.
You're a fucking idiot.
That's on you, homie. Yeah. Like, fuck.
Yeah. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Bye.
I don't think you even buy mattresses on Lisa.
Wait, yeah, Lisa's the mattress place, right?
No. That's the education site.
No.
Yeah. That's lynda.com.
Lynda?
Lynda.com.
Lisa Mattresses.
Is it?
Yeah. L-E-E-S-A.
Yeah, Lynda's the place where you learn shit.
Oh, I never heard of that.
And if you go to lynda.com, you can see our brand new tutorial on how to podcast. If you enjoy this one, you can learn from the best. Go to lynda.com/thelifecast to get 5% off your tutorial of your next podcast session.
These codes do not work.
I can't wait for the LifeCast official sponsored shit posting Lynda tutorial. Yeah,
no one will believe us. If we get a sponsor, no one's going to fucking believe us. You're going to be like, wait, but that Lynda code didn't work, you fucking nerds.
Once, twice. Once burned, twice shy.
And then we won't succeed because no one's going to use the codes, and they're going to be like, wait, we're not gaining anything from us paying you.
Yeah, and then everything spirals down. Our friendships get strained because we're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Two people get in a fight. It ends badly. It ends badly, and everything falls apart from there.
Fucking rip.
Yeah, so enjoy this nice Valentine's Day knowing that because you didn't listen to this podcast frequently enough, you ruined us all.
Yeah.
You ruined our friendship. But if you made it this far, thank you.
Thank you.
This escalated quickly.
No, it didn't.
You sure?
This started when I mentioned Catherine.
Oh, okay.
Cassidy.
That's when this started escalating.
And that game's literally all about escalating. You just go up.
Yeah, you just go up forever.
Yeah.
Until you fall and get trapped by your fucking girlfriend. You get murdered by her in your dream. Man, that game's cool.
You ever seen a competitive Catherine?
You know, every time like Evo rolls around or something, I see Toph tweet about it.
Yeah.
And I just never, ever tune in. It's and right. I always mean to.
It's all right.
It's all right? Okay.
Or maybe I don't understand it, but it was just like... Yeah. The, 5 minutes I watched, I was like, this is weird.
Were you like, this is what I expected? Or was it, were they doing cool things at least?
They were moving quick, but, okay. It was very... They just kind of kept slamming into each other. Anywho.
I got nothing else. You should probably play Resident Evil 7. Should they play Neo?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Neo is a great game.
Yeah.
If you like mechanics and gameplay, then there's no better choice this year, probably.
Well, looks like you got some homework to do. We'll see you next week when you finish Neo and Resident Evil. Yeah. Enjoy school.